When you write HTML code, every element you place in a page behaves according to a specific display logic. This logic is called the document flow. Understanding it is essential because it directly determines how your content is positioned and rendered in the browser, without needing a single line of CSS. Two fundamental categories govern this behavior: block elements and inline elements. Mastering the difference between these two types is a foundational skill that will serve you constantly as you progress toward full-stack development. Before starting, what is document flow? Document flow refers to the natural way a browser reads and renders HTML elements from top to bottom, left to right. When no styling is applied, the browser follows a default set of rules to decide how each element is placed on the page. These rules are entirely determined by the nature of each HTML element. If you have already worked with headings, H1, H2, H3, paragraphs, lists, and other tags in your previous activities, you have already observed the results of document flow, even if you did not name it as such. Now is the time to understand why it works the way it does. What is a block element? A block element is an HTML element that, by default, occupies the full width available in its parent container. It always starts on a new line and pushes the next element down to a new line as well. In other words, block elements stack vertically on top of each other, like bricks in a wall. Here are the most common block elements you will use regularly. P. Paragraph wraps a block of text and adds vertical spacing before and after. H1, H2, H3, H4, H5, H6, headings, structure titles and subtitles, each on its own line. Div, division, a generic container used to group content with no particular semantic meaning on its own. All, unordered list, and all, ordered list. List containers, which you have already practiced. Li, list item, each individual item in a list, also treated as a block element in its layout. Section, article, header, footer, main, nav, aside, semantic elements introduced in HTML5 that behave as block elements. Block quote, used for long quotations. Form, the container for input forms. Table, used for tabular data. Dash hour, horizontal rule, a thematic break rendered as a horizontal line. A concrete example: if you write a heading followed by a paragraph and then another paragraph, each of these three elements will appear on its own line, one below the other, even if their textual content is very short. The heading does not sit next to the paragraph, it occupies its own horizontal space entirely. What is an inline element? An inline element behaves in a completely different way. It does not start on a new line and does not take up the full width of its container. Instead, it only takes up as much space as its content requires and flows within the surrounding text, just like a word within a sentence. Here are the most common inline elements. Span, a generic inline container used to target or style a specific portion of text, with no semantic meaning on its own. A. Anchor, the hyperlink element, which allows you to create clickable links inside text. Strong, marks text as important, typically rendered in bold by default. M. Emphasis, marks text as emphasized, typically rendered in italic by default. EMG, image, displays an image inline within the flow of content. Code, represents a piece of computer code within a sentence. Abbreviated, abbreviation, marks an abbreviated term. Label, used inside forms to label an input field. Button, a clickable button that can appear within a line of text. Input, a form input field that flows in line. A concrete example: if you write a sentence and you want to make one specific word bold, you wrap it in a strong tag. The word will appear bold, but the rest of the sentence continues on the same line before and after it. The strong tag does not break the flow of the text. Similarly, if you place an anchor tag around a word, that word becomes a clickable link, but the surrounding text does not move to a new line. Practical illustration of the difference. Imagine you are writing the following HTML. You write a div containing two paragraphs, each with some text, and inside the second paragraph you wrap a single word with a span tag and another word with an anchor tag. The result will be, the two paragraphs each appear on their own lines because they are block elements. But inside the second paragraph, the span and the anchor do not create line breaks, they stay within the sentence, on the same line as the surrounding words. This distinction has a direct impact on how you structure a web page. Block elements are used to build the major structural sections: the header, the main content area, the sidebar, the footer, the articles, the navigation. Inline elements are used for precise formatting and interactive elements within a block of content. Nesting rules: what can go inside what? An important rule that follows from this distinction concerns nesting, which elements can be placed inside which others. The general rule is, block elements can contain other block elements and also inline elements. Inline elements, however, should only contain other inline elements or plain text. You should not place a block element inside an inline element. For example, correct, placing a strong tag inside a paragraph tag, inline inside block. Correct, placing a div tag inside another div tag, block inside block. Incorrect, placing a paragraph tag inside a span tag, block inside inline. This creates invalid HTML and can produce unpredictable rendering in different browsers. There is one notable exception to be aware of. The anchor tag, A, in HTML5 is allowed to wrap block-level elements if needed to make an entire block clickable, but this is an advanced case and should be used carefully. The special case of the EMG element. The image element, EMG, is classified as an inline element by default. This means that if you place an image inside a paragraph alongside text, the image will flow with the text on the same line. This can sometimes produce unexpected visual results, particularly regarding vertical alignment. This is why, in practice, images are often placed inside a div or a figure element, or their display behavior is changed with CSS. But at the HTML level, remember that IMG is inline by default. The concept of inline block, for awareness. Although this will be covered in more detail when you study CSS, it is useful to mention here that there exists a third display mode called inline block. An element set to inline block behaves like an inline element in terms of flow. It does not force a new line, but respects width and height properties like a block element. This mode is not a native HTML concept but a CSS property. You do not need to apply it now, but knowing it exists will help you understand why some elements behave in seemingly contradictory ways once styling is applied. Why this matters for your semantic resume project. In your recent project where you built a semantic resume, you used a combination of block and inline elements, likely without explicitly categorizing them. Your section and article and H1 and P elements are all block elements. They gave structure to the page. If you use strong or M to highlight a particular skill or date, those were inline elements nested inside your block-level paragraphs. Understanding this distinction now allows you to make deliberate choices. You know that wrapping a skill label in a span will not break the layout, while accidentally placing a div inside a span would create invalid and unpredictable code. Summary of key points. Block elements occupy the full available width and always start on a new line. They stack vertically. Inline elements only occupy the width of their content. They flow horizontally within surrounding content. Common block elements include div, p, h1 through h6, all, li, section, article, header, footer, main, nav, aside, block quote, form, table. Common inline elements include span, a, strong, m, mg, code, abbreviated, label, button, input. Block elements can contain both block and inline elements. Inline elements should only contain inline elements or plain text. Document flow is the natural top-to-bottom, left-to-right rendering behavior of the browser based on these default display types. Understanding document flow is the necessary foundation before applying any CSS layout technique, because CSS modifies this default behavior rather than replacing it entirely. As you move into CSS, you will learn how to override these default behaviors using the display property. But before you can change the rules, you must understand them. The block and inline distinction is one of the most fundamental and durable concepts in front-end development. Every layout decision you will make, whether in a simple resume page or in a complex web application, starts here.